Chatting this afternoon in our EWN feature, we'll be chatting to Kaylin Palm and Cape Town Refugee Reception Office, a beacon for hope for those escaping from the brutality and reality back home in Africa, remains closed for almost 7 years, Kaylin. And this has been a story which you guys have been following on EWN quite closely. And this closure affects thousands of immigrants and refugees, leaving them in limbo, probably being able not to get the necessary documentation. I know I spoke to a gentleman from the DRC, Arafat Gatabani, and he's a swimmer, and he's also an IT person in Cape Town, and I had a chat to him. He came here with his journey from the DRC. So, I mean, these people are out on the limbo. Good afternoon and welcome to the show.
Good afternoon.
Why has the center been closed for almost 7 years?
So, about 6 years ago, the Department of Home Affairs closed the department, the Cape Town Refugee Center at Custom House in the foreshore in Cape Town. They closed it because there wasn't enough space. They said it was a small space for the, to have the refugee reception office over there. And then they decided or made a choice to close it down. It's been 6 years later, 7 years later, almost 7 years next month, and the reception office, it's still closed.
At the time of closing the office, was there any indication as to the reason for closing the office, first of all, and then when the office would open again?
Well, it's been a long, long journey, and the Scalabrini Center, also based in Cape Town, took Home Affairs to court, saying that there are many immigrants who needs to be documented in Cape Town, and they closed it. So the Scalabrini Center took them to court, saying that, look here, you need to open it. And years later, the center has still not reopened, and they're going back to court to get the center, or to get Home Affairs to open the center again.
Mm. How does this affect immigrants? Because obviously, if you don't have papers and you don't have at least a slight piece of paper saying that you've actually applied for refugee status, or if you actually applied to be, a work permit or something in the country, you can't travel, you need protection, with your salary, for instance, your own safety. Mm. You are an undocumented person, so you can't open a bank account, you can't do anything. How has this affected refugees in Cape Town?
So, myself and Cindy, my colleague, we over the past few weeks, we've visited the center in Mitchell's Plain, a group of foreign nationals with the organization called Masutu, Adonis Masutu Project, where they speak to refugees, hear what their problems are, and see how they can assist. And also, we visited the Scalabrini Center, and we've spoken to foreign nationals, and we've heard so many stories how they've struggled over the past few years to get documented in the country. So what they now have to do is, because there's no refugee reception office in Cape Town, they are forced to leave the city. They have to go to either Durban, Pretoria, Musina, or Port Elizabeth to that reception office to get documented, just to get, obviously, asylum seeker's permit so that they can be legal in the city. So this has been a struggle, and we've spoken to a number of refugees, foreign nationals, to hear what are their challenges. And some of the challenges include getting a job, accessing health services, education for their children. So these are the sort of battles that they have to endure on a daily basis, and there's no center for them to sort of help them get their documents. So I spoke to we featured Ramadan Forster. He's been in the country for 7 years. Sorry, not 7 years, for 12 years. And he hasn't been documented. And we spoke to him. He works at the barber shop in Mitchell's Plain just to make a living. He lives in Tafelsig in an RDP house. And he's just hoping that one day he will be documented. And this is him.
We struggle a lot, like me now, I'm 12 years now, no document. Always we was going there, Home Affairs, we struggle a lot of foreigner, we sleeping out, very difficult for us. Before my document expired, it was like 2 weeks, I got there, they tell me coming next week, 2 years ago I was getting sick, it was very dangerous for me to go to hospital, no document. Last year I get robbery in my place, I can't open case, it's very difficult to stay out document, especially it's not your country.
And I believe the centre was set to reopen in March 2018, but then, of course, Home Affairs Department missed that deadline. Is there any indication, slight indication, as to where they are heading with the centre in Cape Town?
So, throughout the year, last year, we've obviously been following this, and back then, about 4 or 5 months ago, the Department of Home Affairs said that they're waiting for public works to get accommodation somewhere in Cape Town. So we're still waiting for feedback from Home Affairs as to when and where the centre will be located. The Scalabrini Centre, like I said earlier on, they're going back to court to get Home Affairs to open the centre. And this is Sandy Hertz, and she speaks about what the challenges are as well and what they're doing.
A fully functional refugee reception office in the city of Cape Town, or in at least the metropolitan area in Cape Town, that new asylum seekers as well as asylum seekers that first applied at any refugee reception office in South Africa can go to and access services as any South African would be able to access a Department of Home Affairs office wherever they are in the country. There are a myriad of impacts. So the instability is one impact. The second is just in terms of trying to access services. So you need a valid permit in order to access bank services. Sometimes people experience difficulty in accessing healthcare as a result of an expired permit.
And that is, of course, the involvement of the Scalabrini Centre taking Home Affairs to court. It is a very difficult thing with Home Affairs, because so many refugees and people are exposed. If you are not documented, you're exposed to any kind of exploitation. Mm. And you just have to basically take that exploitation because you need a job. You don't have papers. You will have to go out there. If there are any people out there battling to get registered or if you have a refugee working for you, or you are a refugee yourself and you'd like to join this conversation, you can give us a call on 021-446-0567. Send us an SMS into 31567 and your voice notes to 072-567-1567. March 2018, March 2019. In the meantime, how can refugees actually be assisted if they have a problem? They can't travel to Durban and PE because, I mean, most refugees don't work for the kind of salaries that mm-hmm. most South Africans work for. And they don't have the 600 Rand or 800 Rand to travel by bus from here to Port Elizabeth. Is there any place in Cape Town that they can be assisted?
Absolutely. So they can go to the Adonis Masuti Project. They're also based in Cape Town, as well as the Scalabrini Centre. They are close to Parliament, also in the city centre. So they can go there, or they can they can chat to us and hear what stories we have to tell.